Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Michigan native Lorene Neuenheis has loved the Great Lakes forever, but says it was a midlife crisis that morphed her fondness to exploring them and writing about them. Neuenheis decided she had to do something, quote, so large she just might fail. She hiked successfully the perimeter of Lake Michigan and wrote a book about it. Then there was no stopping her. Neuenheis went on to craft a book about hikes on all five Great Lakes. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met up with her earlier this month on Milwaukee's Lake Michigan shore. Neuenheis was on her way to Lake Superior's Isle Royal. It will figure into another book, this time, you guessed it, on Great Lakes Islands. When they met, Neuenheis was about to release her first ebook on her 10 favorite hikes on Lake Michigan.
Well, each adventure has seemed to lead to the next. With my first adventure of hiking around Lake Michigan, I thought the next adventure should include all five Great Lakes. So I spent time on the shorelines of all five Great Lakes. And during that adventure, I made it to some of the islands. I hiked Gros Isle in the Detroit River. I spent some time on Mackinac Island. And the more I thought about the islands, the more I thought they're kind of a regional thing. People here know about Washington Island. People in Michigan will talk about Beaver Island or Mackinac Island. But very few people know about Manitoulin Island because it's Canadian. Or the Thousand Islands in the St. Lawrence River. And I have a question for you. How many islands are in the Great Lakes Basin?
You know, I don't know.
Over 30,000. So just that fact alone blows people's minds, you know?
Wow.
So I'm not getting to all the islands.
Come on, Lorene.
But I'll kayak some of them. I've already done some kayaking. I'll kayak the Apostle Islands this year.
Oh, neat.
With my niece and nephew. They're coming along. And they're city folk from Atlanta, so it's going to be fun to get them out into the wild a little bit. That will be in July. Hopefully the lake will be free of ice by then.
So you're heading off to?
To Grand Portage, Minnesota, to catch the ferry to go out to Isle Royal, where I'm helping with the moose wolf study. We will be hiking on the island for a week with the researchers, gathering moose bones and taking them back to the researchers.
Wow.
I know. It's going to be freezing.
Is that
up
a connection
there.
That you made when you did your last book?
When I decided to do the islands, I started looking at which islands I definitely had to get to. So Isle Royal was on that list. And then when I found out, well, I had known about the moose wolf study. It's been going on for over 50 years now.
50.
It's in its 56th year.
Bunch,
yeah.
Wow.
It's the longest running predator prey study ever done. And then when I found out they needed people with hiking experience to spend a week on the island gathering moose bones, I'm like, I'm in.
I can walk.
Yeah.
I can find things.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then what's next?
After Isle
Survey
Royal?
Survey work. Yeah.
Well, I'll continue doing islands throughout this year, finishing islands in Lake Superior, Lake Huron, and Lake Ontario.
Cool.
And that will be the basis for the next book, which comes out in 2015 in the spring.
Oh, wow. You already have a deadline.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your deadline or your publisher's deadline?
We kind of agree on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's nice that two lakes are already done and that part of the manuscript is already at my publisher with my editor, so he's working on it right now, and he'll get it back to me, and I'll continue revising it.
This study that you're helping will figure into your book as well.
Certainly,
yeah.
And when I was on the Manitou Islands, I helped with the piping plover research, and that's an endangered shorebird, and that's some of the hardest work I've ever done. And I've renovated houses and, you know, torn down garages, but watching these little birds and walking slowly. I am a long distance. I was working with a naturalist on North Manitou. I almost ran her over about 12 times. We'd get by the lake shore and I'd just start walking.
So this all started in 2009, is that right? Was that your first tour? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know. It sounds crazy when you say it out loud. But at the end of each adventure, I thought, this can't be the only one. You know, I've had so much fun. I've learned so much, and I love to learn new things. So with each adventure, it opens up new knowledge about the Great Lakes, which I love so much.
But this all is coming to an end.
It is a trilogy. Yeah, yeah. And these three books take you on a journey from one Great Lake to all five Great Lakes and then to the islands. So by reading the three, you'll get a evolution and progression of the entire Great Lakes Basin. And I think to do a fourth adventure would be starting to repeat myself, or not have something that's new and fresh for a fourth book, and I don't want to bore my readers. So this will be the final piece of the trilogy of my Great Lakes adventures.
When you think of the plovers,
piping plover,
and the research that you're about to help with, what difference can that make?
Well, the piping plover research is not just observation. They also locate the nests and cover them with an exclosure. It's not an enclosure. It allows the parent birds to get in and out, but it keeps predators out. So the hatching success for that species has skyrocketed because of that intervention. So that was wonderful to be part of actively saving a species because they are on the endangered list. And they are little tiny birds. Every once in a while, a little tiny one would get too close to the waves, and I'd want to jump in and save it, but it would be fine. They're fine. Regarding the moose and wolf study, climate change is affecting that island. And with the wolves dying down, someone brought a dog to the island several years ago that had parvovirus, and that really knocked down the wolf population. And then that population is quite inbred because it's on the island and the ice bridge had not formed for over a decade, a couple decades.
Oh, so over the decades, they had been back and forth, so the packs were
in the past,
healthier.
New individuals could make it to the island.
Yeah.
But this year, there was an ice bridge that formed, and they were hoping for an infusion, a genetic infusion, by having some wolf wander onto the island, but actually it ended up that one female wolf left the island. So they lost an individual. And when the wolf population dies down, the moose population takes off. There's over 1,000 moose on the island now. And they'll eat some species of trees into extinction on that island, and then they'll start to starve. So you see the balance of life is so tenuous on these islands, especially for land mammals. I mean, birds are different. They can come and go. Bats can come and go. But land mammals are kind of stuck there unless there's an ice bridge.
So you could compare it to we humans stuck on our maybe big islands that are constantly...
If you want to make that leap, please do. Yeah, it's kind of the world ends small, you know, and you see how tenuous life can be. How fragile. There are some plants on Isle Royale that exist nowhere else in the world. Things develop and evolve in isolation and set up a balance with the species around them.
So, Lorene, your background, you worked in the medical, you're in research, you worked in a hospital setting.
Yeah,
so the science
research.
Yeah. So science and dissecting how ecosystems work. You've got the scientific brain to sort of pick that apart.
Yeah, and I'm able to read scientific papers and make that information accessible to readers who don't have a Master of Science like I do. And I enjoy that. I enjoy digesting all that information.
Did writing itself come naturally to you? I mean, you mentioned that you've also written a novella. You have several books under your belt. Did that all start just... Does it flow?
Well, I did go back and get an MFA in writing in 2007. I started getting serious about my writing, and I did that. I did not expect to do these adventures and write nonfiction, though. I love writing literary fiction, and I still write literary fiction. I have a lot of short stories that have been published, and I have a novel that's out. Hopefully, it'll find a home soon. But yeah, I mean, writing is work, but the more you work at it, the easier it is, and the more it flows.
So what led to the decision to do an e-book for the first time?
So many people asked me at my events where to hike. Where can I take a 2-mile hike, or where can I take a hike with 5 women all over 50 and one of them has a bad left knee? And I would have to think about where I was and what stretch of beach would be right for that specific group. So in this ebook, there are hand-drawn maps of my favorite 10 spots along Lake Michigan to hike. 3 of them are on this side of the lake. There's one in the Upper Peninsula, and then the rest are on the Michigan side. And it has a little description of what you might find there and and why it's a special place. It also lets you know where you can park and how
Where's
far.
The bathrooms?
Yeah. Yeah, not too many bathrooms along the way. But it's just a nice thing to give people, and it's going to be priced very, very low, I think 99 cents. So it's just a nice resource for people. Yeah. And people in Wisconsin should know that you have a wonderful stretch of fairly sandy beach between Kohler Andre and Harrington State Park. So between those two parks, it's walkable, and not much else is walkable along Wisconsin's shoreline. But that's a beautiful stretch. Now, that's a long stretch. There is a small county park in the middle. I can't remember the name of that, but that's, I mean, you can always hike up for a ways and then come back to where your car is if you don't want to do the complete 15 miles.
When Lorene Neuenheis isn't hiking or helping researchers count piping plovers, she writes and lives in Michigan. She spoke with environmental reporter Susan Bentz. Neuenheis's e-book, Best Lake Michigan Hikes, comes out today. The final Great Lakes book in her trilogy is due in spring of next year. Meanwhile, she tells Susan Bentz more about her upcoming novel in a web exclusive at WUWM.com. A 21st century craftsman plying a 19th century trade right here in Milwaukee. We'll hear about it when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.